time for Northwest Missouri State basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network. Let's go courtside for today's game.
And good afternoon from Topeka, Kansas. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, our doubleheader tonight along the Bearcat Radio Network. As Northwest in Kansas earlier this week, the trip to Kansas the first time around, not so kind, but hopefully the Cats can get it turned around here tonight. Matt Gorder along with John Coffey. And John, in this women's game, Northwest women's team going to see the best competition they've seen all year.
No doubt about this. It's the Washburn women's team that's really put together a very good season, a little bit of a different type of team, what we've seen in the past, where they can really score quickly and get the transition game going. They're more of a half-court type of offense this year. I play very good defense. I mean, excellent defense, and that's what's won them a lot of games this season. They have turned it over a little bit, especially early in games, but overall, this Washburn team has the players that it takes, and they put together another fine year, just one loss in MIAA play, and it's going to be a tough task for the Northwest women tonight.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, our doubleheader tonight. We're back with more from Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas. After this, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of English and Modern Languages offers undergraduate majors and minors in English, Spanish, Deaf Studies and Writing, as well as graduate programs in English. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
You may be big, but even Godzilla ain't getting this ball. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn tonight as the Northwest women trying to get back on the winning track, but doing it against a team that is traditionally a top-ranked team, and a lot of that has to do with their head coach, Ron McHenry, who this season coached his 400th career game. His winning percentage at 83% over 13 years is just incredible what he's done here in Kansas.
And it doesn't seem like he's been here that long. He came over from the men's side where he's an assistant coach under Bob Chipman for several years, and he has really taken what was a very good women's program and taken it several levels up, a national championship to his credit, and they're a team that year in, year out, not only plays at the top of the MIAA, but plays among the top in Division II basketball.
Tell you, it's interesting, the matchup tonight, uniform matchup that you wouldn't expect to see out of these two teams.
Both teams sporting a different look. For Washburn, it's their pink out night, and they are dressed in very light pink home uniforms with the blue stripes down the side and the numerals. And for Northwest, the second time we've seen this look this season, they broke out the black uniforms against Southwest Baptist down in Bolivar. Black traveling uniforms with the green numerals, kind of an alternate type of uniform, and we'll see how that works. It's kind of a sharp-looking uniform, but unfortunately, the first time they wore these, they came up with a loss, and they got a tough task ahead tonight. It'd be nice to see them get a win on these uniforms.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, when we come back, we'll hear from Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. That's right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at
A 2000 business management graduate of Northwest Missouri State University, Maurice Huff, played basketball at Northwest for two seasons from 1997 through 99 and says he gained a lot from playing under former Bearcat head basketball coach Steve Tapmeyer.
Coach Tap had a tremendous impact on my life at that time, just helping me mature as a young man, and just to play under him. And then to, get there, play basketball, and actually graduate with my degree in business management was just an awesome experience.
Following graduation, Huff enlisted in the military in 2003 and has had two tours of duty in Iraq and recently returned from a tour of duty in Afghanistan.
I'm a military police officer, and I just love the experience. And that's one of the things that I think basketball kind of prepared me for was I joined the military to gain a little bit more leadership experience, and I think basketball gave me a foundation to build on. I mean, you have to lead at certain times, but you also have to learn how to follow as well. And that's why, like I say, basketball has taught me a lot. My military career, I've currently, in October of this year, it'll be 10 years, so I'm just over 9.5 years. And just plan on, just trying to, make 20 years.
Huff is originally from Bloomington, Illinois, and is currently stationed in Fort Lewis, Washington. He recently had a chance to return to the Northwest campus and speak to the Bearcats before one of their games.
Today's Northwest Alumni Salute is brought to you by the Northwest Alumni Association. Information on membership benefits at 660-562-1248.
The pregame interview with Northwest women's head basketball coach Mark Kellogg is brought to you by Carson Sports Grill in Maryville, 310 North Main, 582-2699.
Back on the pregame show before tonight's matchup between Northwest and Washburn. Joining us now, Northwest women's coach Mark Kellogg. Coach, I know another disappointing loss earlier this week. Just talk a little bit about what you took away from that game against Fort Hays State.
Yeah, it was, and we just ran into some of the same problems we had seen earlier in the year, and that's what's disappointing and a little frustrating at the same time, is getting leads, playing really well in the first half, not defending well enough in the second half, and then just not making enough baskets on the offensive end to kind of keep the game going where we could just at least give ourselves a chance to maybe have the lead or tie or something like that late, maybe one last possession. So hopefully we got a little bit better. Again, you don't have a ton of time to work on it. We're playing the best team we've played all year, so we're going to have our work cut out for us.
It's really frustrating when you've seen some really good basketball out of your teams, but just trying to figure out consistency, that seems like one of the harder things to try to get a team to do.
Yeah, it is. And, I mean, we've used it as an excuse, but we're a new team with a new coaching staff, and it's going to take a little bit of time when we can sit back and reflect. Maybe we're pressing a little much at times, and expecting not necessarily too much, but just that we're going to be really good in some certain situations where we don't have a lot of experience being in those situations. So the first step is always to be in them and then start figuring out how to be better once you get in those situations. So that's the good and the bad, I guess, right now, is now we've been in them, we got to start being a little bit better once we get in there.
Obviously, you go in during the season wanting to win each game, get better, that sort of thing, but is there also a little bit of focus knowing that a lot of these players you're going to have for a year, 2 years, that sort of thing, knowing that you're building for the future?
Yeah, we'll look at that or catch ourselves talking about the years to come or, what's this time? We should return all five starters next year. How much better next year will these guys be than they are, at this time this year, And so you catch yourself dreaming. But, yeah, we don't want to look too far. That's not fair to the seniors in this group because we won't ever have this group again. And we got to make the best out of the group we have. And so we got to take another step tonight.
You mentioned Washburn being the best team that you'll face. What is it that makes this team so good?
They're just obviously really, really well coached, and they're balanced, and they have some great inside players. They've got one of the, I think, maybe the best guard in the league from what I've seen on film. We'll see how good she is after we actually play her live, but on film she's phenomenal. And then just some athletes on the wing that'll give us some problems. So they're probably the best defensive team, or they are the best defensive team in our league. So we'll probably have to work really hard to get some points and then hope we can dig in defensively to kind of keep the game close.
I know a lot of times you try to pick out the best player or two, maybe try to take them out of it. With a well-rounded team like this, what sort of approach do you have to take?
Well, yeah, it's not going to be easy. The one thing that they don't do particularly well, if there's any weakness, is shoot the three. I think they've only made 86 or 90 maybe now, and one player's made 56 of those 90. So we can kind of key in on her a little bit, hopefully, try to take her out of the mix, and then just take as much space away as possible for all the other people that are going to try to score, at least inside the paint or off the dribble. So, it's actually a similar game plan to Fort Hays, minus they have one really good perimeter player.
All right, Coach, good luck tonight.
Okay, thanks, Matt.
That is Northwest head coach Mark Kellogg back with the starting lineup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Northwest Department of Fine and Performing Arts offers degrees in art, music, theater, and speech education, among others. Students benefit from hands-on experience. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
The work of mixed-media artist, calligrapher, and abstract painter John Chang is showcased in the latest exhibit at Northwest Missouri State University's Olive Deluce Art Gallery. Chang's exhibit, Encounters of Space, opened Monday, January 28th at the Charles Johnson Theater in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building. Chang is a native of Shanghai, China, who now resides in Southern California and expresses the duality of his Chinese and American experiences. Chang says he hopes his showcase will show off many years of training.
I want people to see the form, the shape, the technique of the Chinese ink calligraphy, and also they can see the Western abstraction because I grew up with it. I trained when I was young, 10, 15 years to train to write the calligraphy, the traditional. It's very hard. Just like the Western, they train the traditional painting, drawing. It takes for a while. And today, probably students don't pay attention about those skills. So that's why I want to bring, it looks easy, but it's not easy. It takes a long time to train both sides, East and Western, you know, traditional paintings, drawings, calligraphy, technique. And I want people to see it's very pleasure, drawing, simple, but behind the painting, it's not that simple. It carries a lot of story, historical, you know, culturally, and Eastern, Western, American, Chinese. So that's what I want people to engage, to learn from their experience, their point of view.
John Chang's Encounters of Space art exhibit will be open through Friday, March 8th in the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building on the Northwest Missouri State University campus.
The starting lineups are underwritten by Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, looking at the starting lineups for the women's game between Northwest Missouri State and Washburn. First four, the Lady Blues coming in with a 16-3 record. They are 10-1 in the MIAA, ranked 9th in the nation. Laura Kindernicht is their leading scorer, a 5'7" senior out of St. Mary's, Kansas, averaging 15 points a game. She's the one that Coach Kellogg was just talking about that's hit 56 threes so far this year. Lavonna McCall is a 6'1" junior out of Montgomery, Alabama, averages 7 points and 5 rebounds a game. Dana Elliott is a 5'11" senior from Wamego, Kansas, averaging 4 points and 5 rebounds a contest. Stormy Everett is a 5'9" senior from Aurora, Colorado, averaging 7 points and 4 rebounds a game. And Sierra Muller is a 6'1" senior from Pierre, South Dakota, averages 6 points and 5 rebounds a game. On the other side for Northwest Missouri State, Ashley Nelson, a 5'9 sophomore out of Omaha, averaging 11.5 points a game, leading the team. Monique Stevens at 5'3", she is a junior out of Australia. Timber Schechinger is a 5'10" freshman from Manila, Iowa, averaging 8 points and 4.5 rebounds a game. Annie Matthews at 5'10", she is a sophomore from Plattsmouth, Nebraska, averaging 9.5 points and pulling down a team-high 8 rebounds per game. Maggie Marnin rounds out the starting lineup for Northwest Missouri State. Marnin is a 6'3" sophomore from Stewart, Iowa, averaging 11 points and 5.5 rebounds a game for Northwest. The Bearcats coming in with an 11-9 record overall. They are 5-7 in the MIAA. There are your starters. Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, our doubleheader. We come back and get you ready for the tip of the women's matchup after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for today's starting lineups on the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, located at 5th and Buchanan, 660-582-3131, or MarylandGlassAndLock.com. Governor Jay Nixon visited Northwest Missouri State University to discuss how his plans to provide Missouri's colleges and universities with additional performance-based funding will expand opportunities for students and ensure taxpayer incentives yield the best possible returns. During the visit, he praised Northwest, which recently achieved all five benchmarks within the funding model. As a result, Governor Nixon's budget proposes more than $1.2 million in additional funding for Northwest Missouri State University.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandGlassAndLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
It's pretty simple. All out, all game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn are doubleheader tonight as they introduce the starting lineup for the women's team. Women's game. The men's game coming up a little bit later on. And, John, three straight one-point games for the Northwest Missouri State men. I tell you what, it's been exciting basketball. Good news is Cats have won two out of three of those ball games. Had a shot at that third one on Wednesday night.
And it was unfortunate. Losing by one to Fort A State in Hays, Kansas. I know it's always tough to lose a one-point game. And coaching staff and the players took it hard, as you might expect. But from a fan standpoint, couldn't ask for a better play game from the opening tip to the end of the ball game. It was a fun game to watch. Unfortunately, Northwest coming up a point short on the road. But Northwest, I think, playing some pretty good basketball overall, and they'll face another tough team tonight in Washburn.
Another thing to look at, too, is despite the couple of losses Northwest has had here recently, they're really not losing any ground because Central's lost two straight.
They have, and when you look at just the top seven on the men's side of things in the standings, only two games separating seven teams up toward the top. So these last 3 weeks of basketball in the conference is going to be fun to watch, as a lot of teams have a shot to either win a conference title or finish in the top four or so, and kind of talking for position for the way the MIAA tournament will be this year is going to be very interesting, and you've got to really seven teams that have a pretty good shot at it.
And for Northwest, sitting in good position with those last 3 weeks, counting tonight, just two road games.
Yeah, and that's the thing that you have to feel good about. Not only Northwest in good position with that, you look at Central, who played most of the home part of their schedule in January, so they're on the road right now, where Northwest is on the road in January, so that has to bode well for trying to catch the top dog in the conference right now in Central, and it's going to be an interesting few weeks of basketball here.
Northwest Missouri State and Washburn, the men's game will come up after the women's game, as usual, just a little bit later on. Before we move on here, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. And they wrap up introducing the starters for Washburn. in the Lady Blues have been traditionally a strong program in the MIAA. No different this year. The Lady Blues coming in the ninth-ranked team in the nation. And again, as we talked about a little bit earlier, the Washburn will be wearing pink uniforms with blue and white lettering. And for Northwest Missouri State, they are in their black road uniforms with the green and white lettering on their uniforms as well. So an interesting look for this game in terms of uniforms. And for Northwest, Maggie Marnin will step into the center circle. She will be across from Stormy Everett, the 5'9 senior out of Aurora, Colorado.
We're talking about the uniforms. The fans have really kind of gotten into it as well. A lot of fans coming in wearing pink tonight.
Northwest controls the tip. Across midcourt comes Monique Stevens, works it to Marnin. Top of the key, on the right side for Matthews. Beyond the arc, she'll go to the left side for Nelson. Takes a dribble, thought about a three, skips it across to Schechinger, right side in the corner for Stevens. Inside Matthews, free throw line, Marnin. 15-footer good for Maggie Marnin. First possession of the game for Northwest. They get a bucket out of it. Now Washburn with their first possession. Kindernick brings it across midcourt. Works it over to the right side near the sideline for McCall. Gets it into Muller. Muller will skip it across left side. Then Elliott looks inside, gets it there for Everett. Brings it out between the circles, back to Kindernick. On to the right side, Elliott. Kindernick between the circles. Now to the free throw line for Muller. Muller over to the right side. Runner by Kindernick, blocked away by Sheck, and Germanic comes away with a loose ball. Northwest back the other way, up 2-0. Stevens on the wing. Schechinger over to the left side for Marnin, out on the perimeter. Now on top of the key for Stevens. On to the left wing, Matthews. Just inside the arc to Marnin. Now out top of the key, Nelson. Nelson will get a screen from Marnin. Lobs it into her on the pick and roll. Over to the right for Matthews. Out to Stevens. A three on the way. Good for Monique Stevens. Stevens with her 15th three of the season. Northwest Missouri State up 5-0. A little over a minute into this one here in Kansas. On to the right side for Elliott. Looks down to the baseline, gets it for Everett. Skip pass is knocked out of bounds off the fingertips of LaVonda McCall, and Northwest Missouri State with a chance to increase their lead.
That's something that's plagued Washburn this season, is turnovers early in a game. They've been in double digits in turnovers at halftime the last several ball games. Now, they've recovered and played well in the second half, but they've been kind of a slow starting team and committing a lot of unforced turnovers in the first half. Let's see if Northwest can take advantage of that.
Ashley Nelson trying to get a bounce pass inside to Annie Matthews, has it kicked by LaVonda McCall, so Northwest will inbound on the near sideline. 18-22 to play in the first half. Northwest up 5-0. Marnin top of the key. Left side Matthews now for Stevens on the wing. Gets it top of the key to Nelson. Nelson looked inside momentarily, dribbles over to the left, gets it for Schechinger down near the corner. Up top of the key for Matthews. Right side Stevens on the wing. Eight on the shot clock. Stevens top of the key. Schechinger inside to Matthews. A dribble up with a shot off the front of the rim. No good. Rebound inside for Dana Elliott for Washburn. Elliott gives it to Kindernick. Almost taken away by Stevens. Kindernick hands it left side. Everett brings it top of the key. Ball tipped loose, but it goes right to McCall on the right wing. Out to Kindernick in the center circle. McCall, lob pass inside. Finds Muller. Muller with a couple of dribbles. Too far into the basket. Looking up. Schechinger able to swat it away. Gets it out to Stevens. Now over to the left side for Nelson. Tried to go into Matthews, and it's taken right back. This time LaVonda McCall with the steal. Lob pass ahead for Muller. Hits her right in the back. She wasn't even looking for that pass. And Northwest up with a loose ball. Stevens, top of the key. Over to the right side. Schechinger spots up. Takes a three. In and out won't go. Rebound inside for Stormy Everett for Washburn. Still a 5-0 lead for Northwest. On to the left side, Elliott. Try to drive. Cut off. They bring it out to Kindernick. Over to the right side on the wing. Leaves it for McCall. She's up to the top of the key. Hands it top of the key for Elliott. Now out to Kindernick. She'll reset the offense for the Lady Blues. To Everett. Just inside the arc. Now over to the right side for Elliott. She's on the wing. Seven on the shot clock. Elliott takes a dribble. Now gets it down to Muller on the pick and roll. Lost the handle on the ball. It's knocked out of bounds off of Annie Matthews. So an inbound for Washburn with 2 seconds left on the play clock. Tara George, the team's leading rebounder, a 6'1 senior out of Baton Rouge, checks into the lineup, taking the place of Muller. The inbound will come on the baseline right from Elliott. Elliott looking, throws it over to the right side, and it is behind Laura Kindernick. Goes out of bounds, and Northwest gets it back.
I want to thank Coach McHenry. He talked about earlier this week about the turnovers that Washburn commits in the first half. He says they've been so bad that the other teams haven't had a chance to really take advantage out of the transition because they've been in a lot of turnovers where they just throw the ball out of bounds, and other opponents don't have a chance to set up a running game.
Pass inside to Barn, and her shot no good. Rebound on the backside for LaVonda McCall. McCall over to the left side. A layup for Dana Elliott is knocked away, but a foul will send Elliott to the free throw line. Washburn still looking for the first point of the ball game. Timber Schechinger called for her first foul. It's a 5-0 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 16:36 to play in the first half. And the free throw on the way from Dana Elliott is good. She'll get a second opportunity. It's the first point for Washburn. Now a 5-1 game. Second free throw for Elliott is also good. So she hits the first two. It's 5-2. Northwest Missouri State with the lead in the ball. Some pressure in the backcourt. Martin has to come up and help take the inbound. Now gets it over to Stevens, who was guarded on the inbound pass. She's picked up between the circles by Kinnernick to the high post for Matthews. Knocked away from her, but a reach going to be called on Stormy Everett. That'll be the first on Everett. First team foul against Washburn. And Northwest will inbound on the baseline right. And now clarification on who the foul was against. And it was Everett who was called for the foul. And Northwest will inbound. Stevens fakes a pass into the corner. Now gets it to the right wing for Nelson. She drives with the ball. Gives it over for Marnin. 10-footer on the baseline. Good for Maggie Marnin. That's four for Marnin. Northwest up 7-2. 16-17 to play in the first half. Across the timeline, McCall. Works it over to the right side with a pass for Elliott. Now swings around left for Kindernick. Down to the baseline. Everett, top of the key, McCall. Pass fake, drive, bounce pass inside, shot off the glass, good for Tierra George. George with her first point, 7-4, the lead for Northwest Missouri State. Over to the right side on the wing, Nelson tries to throw a pass inside, and it's taken away by McCall. McCall, who was guarding Nelson, reached up in the air. She's got long arms, able to pull that ball out of the air. Now to the left side for Elliott, she's got it on the wing. Top of the key for Everett. Back over to Elliott. Inside. And 3 seconds in the lane called against Tierra George. So that will give the ball back to Northwest Missouri State. And a couple of substitutions for Washburn. Kaysen Buckman, a 5'9 sophomore from McPherson, Kansas, checks in. Along with Brittany Lynch, a 6'1 sophomore out of Omaha. Stevens between the circles for Northwest. Bearcats up by three. Matthews with it at the top of the key. Takes one dribble. Gets it over to Schechinger on the left wing. Just in front of Buckman. At the top of the key. Onto the right side, Stevens. Stevens started to drive. Bump. Goes to the floor. Moves the ball out to the right wing for Matthews. Top of the key for Marnin. 6 on the shot clock. Out of the high post, Matthews. Matthews with a couple of dribbles. Kick out, Stevens. 2 on the clock. Stevens does not get a shot off in time. So the shot clock violation will give it back to Washburn.
Washburn making it tough for Northwest, playing some good defense that time. Northwest really couldn't get in a position for a good look at the bucket.
15:05 to play in the first half, a 7-4 lead for Northwest. Kinnernick across the timeline with it for Washburn. To the high post right, George hands it back out for Kinnernick. Cannot get off a three. Now over to the left side. Buckman back to Kinnernick. Gets a screen from George. Lobs a pass to the left wing. Buckman up with the three. That's off the right side of the rim. Rebound George. Nice pass inside. Shot off the glass. Good for LaVonna McCall. First points for McCall. A 1-point Northwest Missouri State lead. 14:36 to play in the first half. And now a double dribble called against Stevens. And I don't know how that official saw that double dribble. He was directly behind Monique Stevens, and she is dumbfounded with the call.
And so is Coach Kellogg saying how exactly what happened there. Looked like he was still on the dribble throughout that sequence there, and unfortunately, didn't call for the turnover.
Brings us to a timeout, 14:35 to play in the first half. Northwest Missouri State up 7-6. We're back after this one-minute timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Department of Humanities and Social Sciences offers degrees in geography, history, philosophy, political science, public administration, comprehensive crisis response, geographic information science, and more. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Washburn basketball coming out of the break after the travel or the double dribble call against Monique Stevens. On the right side on the wing with it is Buckman. She'll bring it out to Kindernick between the circles. Over to the left side, McCall. Skip across to the right side, stepping into a 17-footer. Buckman, shot no good. Rebound and follow off the glass is good for Brittany Lynch. 4 points off of offensive rebounds, half of the scoring for Washburn. 8-7 their lead over Northwest, their first lead of this first half, 14:05 on the clock. Stevens between the circles at the top of the key, brings it over to the right wing. Now expires the dribble. Lobs it in for Marnin. Marnin with the shot off the glass. It's good. Got by Tierra George. That's six for Maggie Marnin. Under 14 minutes to play in the first half. Bearcats up by one. On the right side, Buckman on the wing. Kindernick between the circles. Left side, McCall to the high post for Lynch. Out to the right, Buckman on the drive. The runner off the glass. No good. Rebound tipped around. Marnin has it knocked away, but Schechinger picks it up. Gets it ahead to Nelson. She's across the timeline. Over to the right side. Picks up the dribble on the wing. Into the high post for Matthews. Matthews top of the key. Schechinger. She had to tip it to herself. Chase it down. Now out to the left for Stevens. Stevens brings it top of the key. Crossover dribble. And she's hammered by LaVonna McCall. That'll be the first on McCall. Second team foul against Washburn. And Northwest will inbound on the far sideline with Ashley Thayer checking in. The 5'8 senior out of Prairie Village, Kansas, takes the place of Ashley Nelson. So the Spoof Hounds inbounding here. Into Matthews, right under the bucket. Nice pass there by Monique Stevens. And Matthews benefits with her first points of the game. It's an 11-8 lead for Northwest Missouri State. 13:09 to play in the first half. McCall with it on the left wing. Skips it across to the right for Buckman. Buckman out to Kinnernick between the circles. To the free throw line for Lynch. Lynch will put up a 16-footer. It's off the back of the rim. Stevens with a long rebound. She'll push it up the left side of the floor. Stops with it on the wing. Now inside for Matthews. Matthews tries to get a pass to Marnin. It is tipped. Marnin takes it away from George and then throws a pass out. That is picked off by Buckman. Ahead on the right for Kindernick. In running the lane is Lynch. Lynch up with a shot. No good. She draws a foul and will head to the free throw line to shoot two. Foul is against Timber Schechinger. She has both Bearcat fouls. And that has Merritt E. Scott up off the bench and set to check in for Northwest. Lynch shooting two, misses the first.
Turns into what could be a fairly good foul.
Scott checks in, the 5'7 junior out of Maryville, averaging 9.5 points and 2 rebounds a game. Led the team in scoring through part of the season, coming off the bench for the most part. Second free throw for Lynch is good. So she hits one of the two, makes it an 11-9 game. And Northwest Missouri State still on top. Stormy Everett checks back into the game for the Lady Blues. Stevens with it at the top of the key. Dribbles over to the right wing. Lobs her, tried to lob it into Marnin, and it's taken away by Elliott. Elliott will bring it up the floor for the Lady Blues. A crossover dribble gets away from her. Now she'll hand it for Kindernick. She sets the offense over to the left side for Elliott on the wing. Elliott, closely guarded by Thayer, gets a screen, works it over to the right for Buckman, hands it to Kindernick. Out to the top of the key, open, a three on the way, and it's good. Can't give her any space. She'll do that all night long. First points of the game for Kindernick. Makes it a 12-11 Washburn lead. Stevens between the circles. Over to the right side for Thayer. Inside 12 minutes to play in the first half. Marnin onto the right side for Matthews. Matthews looks over to the left side. Wanted to go to Stevens. Not there. Onto the right for Scott. Scott with one dribble to Marnin. Top of the key. Down low for Matthews. Matthews spins. Shot knocked away by Everett, who also draws the foul. That'll be the second on Stormy Everett. Third team foul and a couple of free throw attempts coming up for Annie Matthews. Matthews, a 55% free throw shooter, 22 of 40 this year. And her first of two is good. 3 points in the ball game for Matthews. That'll tie the game at 12. Brittany Lynch checks back in for Washburn. Takes the place of Stormy Everett, who just picked up her second foul. Alexis Bay onto the floor. Ashley Nelson back onto the floor for Northwest. Matthews hits her second free throw. That's a 13-12 lead for Northwest's women. 11:38 to play in the first half. Kindernick over near the sideline for Elliott. Elliott brings it to Buckman between the circles left. Now to the corner. Gets it for Moeller. Out between the circles for Elliott. Right. Now back to Elliott. Left side Buckman. Down to the baseline. Moeller. Moeller tries a pass out top. Thayer going for the steal. Collides with Dana Elliott. And Thayer will pick up the foul. That'll be her first. Team's third. And Washburn will inbound. Inbound will come from the near sideline. Into Buckman, between the circles. Now out to Kindernick in the center circle. She'll work it for Elliott. Over to the left side, Buckman on the wing. To Elliott. Dribbles to the top of the key, over to the right side. And Kindernick along the baseline, skips it to Buckman in the corner. Top of the key, Elliott travels with the basketball. Tried to fake left and go right. Got called for the extra step, and that will give it to Northwest.
All right, now watching two teams play very good defense, both Northwest and Washburn doing well on the defensive side. See if Northwest can kind of attack a Washburn team, but that's really what has won them a lot of games this year is their defensive side of things. They've done pretty well against them up to this point, except for now.
And Nelson takes a pass on the left side and gets called for a travel as she tried to dribble toward the top of the key. So that will give it right back to Washburn. And I think part of the defensive play we're seeing out of both teams is the turnovers that we have seen by both teams so far in this game, each with six. Out between the circles, Kindernick works it onto the left side for Buckman. Now to Kindernick. Middle of the floor, onto the left side, Buckman. Skip across to the right, Elliott. Out to Kindernick, top of the key, onto the left side for Buckman. Takes a dribble to Kindernick. She'll bring it over to the right as the shot clock hits 10. Now to the left side, Buckman on the wing, takes a three. That one misses left. Rebound for Meredith Scott for Northwest. Fights Dana Elliott for the board. Excuse me, Brittany Lynch for the board. And now gets it between the circles for Thayer. Thayer brings it top of the key against Kindernick. Picks up the dribble to the high post for Bay. Over to the right side, Matthews out on the perimeter. Now in the corner from Scott. Top of the key, Nelson into Thayer. Shot blocked away by Lynch. Rebound for Moeller. To Kindernick, ahead to Buckman running the floor. The layup is good for Kaysen Buckman. First points for Buckman. It's a one-point Washburn lead. 10 minutes to play in the first half. They are across the timeline with it. Signaling out the offense from the center circle. Works it to the left wing for Bay. Bay to the top of the key. Nelson steps back. Left open. Three on the way. No good. Too strong. Lynch there for the rebound for Washburn. Outlet to Kindernick. Got her head up as she dribbles into the lane. Kick out left side for Buckman. Now to the right side. Elliott works it down toward the baseline for Moeller. She'll bring it out on the wing. Lob it to midcourt. Kindernick will get it to Elliott on the right wing. Now out between the circles for Lynch. Back over to Elliott right wing. Inside Moeller. Shot off the glass. Good for Sierra Moeller. First points for Moeller, and it's a three-point lead for Washburn. Their biggest lead of this first half. 9:17 on the clock. There with it between the circles. To Nelson, top of the key. Over to the right side, Thayer on the wing. Inside to Matthews, cutting across the lane. Goes up with the hook shot, and they're going to call her for an offensive foul. Through an elbow to get some space, and that'll be the first on Annie Matthews. Fourth team foul, and it will bring us to a timeout. With 9:06 to play in the first half, it's a 16-13 lead for the Washburn Lady Blues over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to Lee Arena in Topeka in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699. Northwest Missouri State University is one of 55 sites throughout the state hosting FAFSA Frenzy to assist future and current college students who are seeking assistance with completing the free application for federal student aid. The FAFSA is the first step all students must take to obtain financial assistance to attend college. The Northwest event will be held from 2 to 4 p.m. Sunday, February 17th in Colden Hall, room 1200. Parking is available in the faculty lot on the northeast corner of the Olive Deluce Fine Arts Building.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, a three-point lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. 9:06 to play in the first half. Not a bad start for Northwest, but there is a long ways to go against a very good team.
Well, that there is, and this has been a Northwest team that's played some pretty good teams well in the first half, only to tail off some in the second half. Hopefully Northwest can put together 40 minutes tonight, and they'll have to against one of the top teams in the nation in the Lady Blues.
Washburn with the ball out of the timeout. Over to the right side. Elliott with it. Guarded closely by Thayer. Gets it on to the left side for LaVonna McCall. Back to Elliott. Now to McCall on the left wing. Looks in at Moeller. Not there. To Elliott. Over to the right side. Kinnernick to the high post. Moeller. On to the left side. Elliott. Scott got a fingertip on it, but Elliott up with it. Eight on the shot clock. Right corner. Lynch out to the top of the key. It goes for Elliott. A couple of dribbles and a 17-footer good for Dana Elliott. 4 points for Elliott, and it's a 5-point Washburn lead. 8.5 minutes to go in the first half. Thayer works it over to the right side for Nelson. Nelson out top for Matthews. Back to Nelson. She'll bring it to the top of the key with the dribble. Work it on the left for Scott on the wing. Scott looking inside. Wants to go to Bay. Can't. Over to the right side for Nelson. Fakes a pass. Puts it on the floor. Now to Bay. Bay out on the perimeter with six on the shot clock. Hands it for Nelson. Nelson on the wing. Gives it back for Bay. Bay with a couple of dribbles. One on the clock. Up with the left-handed shot. It's short. Did not catch the rim. So a second shot clock violation in this first half for Northwest Missouri State. And Washburn gets it back. Monique Stevens and Maggie Marnin back on the floor for Northwest. Annie Matthews and Ashley Thayer will go to the sideline for the Cats. And the Lady Blues against some full court pressure. McCall takes the inbound with Meredith Scott right there defensively. McCall dribbles it up the floor one-on-one with Scott, who gives her a little bit of space. Over to the right side, Elliott. Down low to Moeller. Moeller, double team, has to take a dribble. Get it out top for McCall. Now to the left side, Kinnernick. Inside to Lynch. Lynch with a bounce pass that is kicked by Martin. Tried to get it to Moeller, cutting down the lane. So Washburn will inbound underneath their own bucket. 7:48 to play in the first half. A 5-point lead for the Lady Blues. Elliott looking to inbound. Gets it on the left side for Kinderneck. Puts up the three, and it's good. Got a huge screen from Lynch that knocked Monique Stevens to the floor, and Kinderneck hits her second three of the game.
One thing, too, with Monique, she's not a flopper at all. She takes some hard hits out there. If you know she falls to the floor like that, that there was a little bit of contact.
An 8-point lead for Washburn. Top of the key with it is Meredith Scott. Scott looks to go inside for Marnin. Knocked away by Moeller. Picked up by Elliott. And Washburn trying to start one of their patented runs. In the right corner, Kinderneck drives. Bounce pass to McCall is knocked away from behind. But a foul against Northwest. And Washburn will get an inbound here. Meredith Scott called for her first.
One of the things Washburn's doing in this first half defensively, they're making it tough for Northwest to get that entry pass to the low post area. As Northwest has turned over a few times trying to get the ball inside.
Denise McEnany checks into the lineup for Northwest, taking the place of Meredith Scott. The inbound coming from the baseline left. Elliott gets it to Buckman on the, onto the wing for Kinderneck. Kinderneck works it over to the right side for Elliott. Tried to go into Tierra George. Nelson reaches up, pulls it out of the air. One-on-one with Elliott. Down to the baseline. Spins. Brings it on the wing. And stepping in, taking a 15-footer. Marnin. Shot no good. McCall with the rebound. McCall across the timeline for the Lady Blues. Leaves it out for Kinderneck. Another three on the way. That one no good. Rebound knocked away from McEnany. Picked up by Stevens, who is fouled as she tries to dribble out of a double team. This one will go against Tierra George. That'll be the first on George. Fourth team foul against the Lady Blues.
Hopefully Northwest can come down and convert offensively here and stop what is right now is a 9-0 run by the Lady Blues.
Stevens brings it up the floor. Will be picked up by Kinderneck between the circles. Now wanted to go left. Nelson knocked to the floor. This will be a foul against Dana Elliott. That'll be the first on Elliott. 15 foul. So the Bearcats now will inbound underneath their own bucket. Stevens to inbound it. Fakes one pass toward the corner. Now onto the left wing. Nelson fakes on the three. Drive down to the baseline. Gets it up to Bay. Bay out to McEnany. Top of the key. Left side for Nelson. She's got it on the wing. Inside for Bay. Bay squares. Puts it on the floor. Now brings it out to the wing with the dribble. Up top of the key for Nelson. Nelson goes to the left side. Gets a pick from Marnin. Gets it to her on the pick and roll. Out right side. Stevens open for three. That one off the front of the rim. She crashes the boards but can't get it before it's picked up by Brittany Lynch. Washburn in transition. McCall with a bounce pass into George. Layup is good for Tierra George. And a timeout for Northwest. That's 4 points for George. And that's why we were talking a little bit earlier. The Bearcats take the timeout here trying to slow down the run you just mentioned. But we see that all the time out of Washburn.
And they really take advantage of opponents' mistakes. And that's what we're seeing here as Washburn that time got the transition going. It's a team this year that doesn't run the transition quite like they have in the past. But when it's there, they've been pretty effective with it. They do a lot of out of their half-court offense. But right now they've been able to come up with a turnover or a big rebound and turn it into quick points the other side. And very quickly, their run is continuing on right now. 11-point run here, and Northwest really needs to put a stop to it now, come down, convert offensively, and try to get some stops on defense.
Washburn shooting 56% from the field, Northwest 42%. But the Cats have gone a while without a bucket here as Stevens works it to Marnin on the left side. Wanted to go back to Stevens on the give and go, can't. Now to Bay, this is Stevens' right side. Nelson top of the key, left side McEnany on the wing. Over to the right side for Stevens. Tries to drive, spins at the free throw line, bounce pass to Marnin. Marnin kind of got lost in traffic. Both Kindernix and Tierra George fell, and Marnin couldn't get it over to the basketball, so it goes out of bounds, and Washburn will get it back. So for Northwest Missouri State in this first half, 11 turnovers to 7 for Washburn. But Washburn has started to get the turnovers under control while they're continuing for Northwest.
Washburn had 4 very early turnovers, and again, first half turnovers have plagued them this season, but as the game goes along, they quiet down a little bit in that aspect.
Lynch over to the right side for Buckman, now around to the right for McCall. To the baseline, George, nice pass into Lynch, shot off the glass, it's good for Brittany Lynch.
Great ball movement that time, not one dribble out of Washburn out of their offensive set, and it got them a good look inside.
Pass inside to Marnin, shot blocked away by McCall. It goes out of bounds, and with 5:20 to play in the first half, it's a 25-13 lead for Washburn. Timber Schechinger checks in place of Denise McEnany. And Stevens will inbound it on the baseline right. Still looking, now gets it out to the top of the key for Schechinger. Up to Matthews, over to the right side for Nelson. Bakes on the three, brings it top of the key with one dribble. Pass inside, knocked away and taken away. Tierra George gets the steal, gives it up for McCall on the left wing. Down to the baseline, into the lane, and she stepped on the baseline. So that'll give it back to Northwest. Tried to kick it into the right corner for Buckman. And the Bearcats will get it back with 5:06 to play in the half.
Yeah, Northwest really struggling trying to get the ball to their post players inside. Washburn doing a great job posting for Northwest and knocking the ball away whenever Northwest tries to get that entry pass.
Stevens across the timeline with it. Over to the right side on the wing for Thayer. Thayer wanted to go to Matthews, cutting down to the basket. Can't get it to her. To the top of the key with the dribble. Over to the left side, Stevens. Stevens down to the baseline. Cut off by Kindernick. Now to the free throw line, Marnin. Out to the right side, Thayer. Thayer against McCall. Over to the left for Stevens. Stevens trying to drive. Into the paint. Spins. Triple teamed. Her pass is tipped loose. Picked up by Matthews. And the Cats, for the third time in this first half, will run out of time on the shot clock. And it brings us to another timeout. 25-13. Washburn's lead over Northwest Missouri State. 4:34 to play in the first half. We're back to Lee Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero and Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 4:34 to play in the first half. Washburn with a 25-13 lead over Northwest Missouri State. We pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. Washburn basketball coming out of the timeout. Matt Gorder here along with John Coffey. McCall on the right side with it for the Lady Blues. It comes around to the left for Buckman. Try to go down to George. Matthews able to tip it away, but it goes out of bounds on the baseline. and an inbound coming for Washburn. John, points really been tough to come by lately for Northwest.
Certainly has. The last field goal Northwest scored was way back at the 13-17 mark in the half by Andy Matthews on a layup. They've hit a couple free throws, but outside of that, they have been cold from the field.
Buckman with it on the left wing, inside to George. Over to the right side, Kindernick, top of the key for McCall. McCall on a backdoor cut to Kindernick, shot high off the glass, won't go. Rebound tipped by McMullen, but controlled by Matthews. Northwest with it, ahead to Thayer on the right side. Thayer dribbles over to the wing, now brings it out top of the key. Expires the dribble there, over to the left side for Stevens. She'll bring it out between the circles. Resets the half-court offense, onto the right side. To the free throw line, Marnin. Marnin inside Matthews. Matthews had it tipped away and now gets it back out to Marnin. Over to the left side for Thayer. Now we've got 3 seconds in the lane going against Northwest Missouri State. So the Bearcats with their 14th turnover of this first half. McCall takes the inbound for Washburn. Brings it up against Monique Stevens. Over to the left side, Kindernick on the sideline. Skips it across right for Buckman. Buckman skips it back left to McCall. Now between the circles, Kindernick, free throw line McMullen. Right side, Buckman puts up a three, and that one won't go. Rebound McCall. She'll dribble out of trouble, and Washburn will reset. Kindernick between the circles. Over to the right side for Buckman. Down to the baseline, George. Tried to go out top for Kindernick. Taken away by Stevens. Stevens, a one-on-two, goes up with the layup, knocked to the floor. Kaysen Buckman will be called for the foul. That'll be her first, team sixth, and two free throws coming from Monique Stevens. You kind of tell Stevens knew that there probably wasn't much of a chance to get the basket, but she just wanted to get the trip to the line.
Yeah, did a great job using her body to come over, draw the foul, and get the
first free throw for Stevens off the right side of the rim. 25-13, Washburn's lead over Northwest Missouri State. Second free throw for Stevens is good. So she hit one of the two. 4 points in the ball game for Stevens, and it's an 11-point Washburn lead. Kindernick across midcourt, 3:05 to play in the first half. To McCall left side. Kindernick now to Buckman on the right wing. High post McMullen. Kindernick over to the left side. McCall thought about the three, now takes it and knocks it down. LaVonna McCall with 5 points. That's just her fourth three-pointer this season, and it's a 28-14 lead for Washburn. Stevens over to the left side for Thayer. There underneath to Schechinger. Schechinger shot blocked away by McCall. McMullen with the rebound. Schechinger, though, able to reach up and get a held ball. Possession arrow will give it to Washburn. Nelson back into the game for Northwest. Schechinger will go to the sideline. 2:39 to play in the first half. Kindernick takes the inbound and brings it up the floor for the Lady Blues. Over to the left side for Buckman. Now back to Kindernick, works it over to the right side, McCall. The high post, McMullen underneath George, reverse layup won't go. Rebound knocked away from Marnin by McMullen. It goes out of bounds, and Northwest Missouri State will have it.
Northwest not only cold from the field when they get shots, they just haven't been getting very many shots at all. Only 14 attempts at the bucket from the field in this first half.
Stevens with it between the circles, over to the left side for Matthews. On to Stevens' right wing. Stevens fakes a pass, gets it to the left. Nelson will put up a three-pointer, and it's good for Ashley Nelson. Northwest needed that. First points for Nelson, 45th three on the season. She leads the team in three-pointers made. A side Buckman for Washburn. It's an 11-point lead for the Lady Blues. McMullen, bounce pass down to Buckman, knocked away. Stevens will chase out the loose ball. Both Stevens and Matthews got a hand on that pass. Stevens into the right corner. Thayer up with a three-pointer. It's off the front of the rim. Trying to follow her shot. Gets the rebound. Into the lane. The ball knocked away. Matthews goes after it. And we'll have another held ball as Kaysen Buckman also gets her hands on the basketball. And Northwest will keep possession.
No matter, even as Northwest has struggled to score in this first half, if they could get a little bit of a run here in the last 1:42 of the half, they could still be in pretty good shape going into the second half.
1:42, as John mentioned, to go in the half as the inbound comes from Stevens. Tried to go inside. It is knocked away by Sierra Moeller. But as Kindernick picked up the basketball, her foot was out of bounds. So Northwest will inbound on the baseline once again. It's an 11-point game. Washburn with the lead. And now two officials come together here. I think they're having the shot clock talk, and it's not going to get reset. It's going to sit at 24. Stevens inbound, left side Nelson, fakes on the three, takes a dribble, 16-footer, in and out, won't go. Lynch with the rebound for Washburn. Kinnernicked up the floor. In transition, hands it right side for Elliott. Elliott will bring it to McCall, top of the key. McCall loses the dribble but regains it. Gets down on the baseline, lobs it out for Elliott on the wing. Between the circles for Kinnernick. Kinnernick back to Elliott. Gets a screen from Lynch. Over to the right side, McCall. McCall will hand it to Kinnernick. Kinnernick to the top of the key with six on the shot clock. Drives, kick out left side, a three on the way, off the front of the rim. That missed by Dana Elliott, and the rebound for Andy Matthews for Northwest. Just over a minute to play in the first half. Stevens across the timeline with it. Backs it out between the circles. Calls out the offense, and Northwest gets set. Now Stevens over to the left side to Nelson on the wing. Top of the key for Marnin, right side for Stevens. Looks at Nelson cutting through, not there, to Thayer, top of the key. Thayer on to the left side for Matthews. Five on the shot clock. Matthews kick out, Thayer. Left wing three on the way, off the front of the rim, rebound in the paint for Lynch. Lynch will get it out to Kinnernick. Ahead on the left side, Elliott. Elliott looks inside, nothing there, now to Kinnernick. And they'll set the half-court offense. Right side McCall, inside to Moeller, and a timeout for Washburn head coach Ron McHenry. 27 seconds to play in the first half. McHenry using his first timeout of the half. And again, if you do not use a timeout in the first half, you lose it. At halftime, you go from 5 to 4. So see this a lot of times with teams late in the half. If they have not taken it, they'll take one to set up an offensive play. With 27 seconds to go in this half, it's a 28-17 game. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. Stop here in a bucket to bring it to a single-digit game would say a lot for Northwest.
Oh, it definitely would. It put them in shape to start the second half. Now, granted, Northwest has struggled some in the second half in the last couple weeks, but if they could get to single digits by halftime, come out and start the second half the way they started this game, applying some good defensive pressure against the Washburn, and then and getting some early buckets to fall, they could get right back in this. But they need a nice defensive stop here and hopefully get a bucket at the other end to go in halftime with better momentum.
Inbound on the right side for McCall. And as she tries to bring it top of the key, we've got an illegal screen set away from the ball. This one will go against Sierra Moeller. That'll be the first on Moeller, 7th team foul. So Northwest will get the basketball with a chance to take the final shot of the half. 21 seconds to play in the first half. Stevens across midcourt with it. Gets a screen from Matthews. Now backs it out. Gets a screen from Marnin. Down the left side of the lane. Into the corner. Thayer fakes on a three. Goes on a drive. Out to Nelson right side. And they call her for a travel. Coach Kellogg can't believe that call either. So that will give it back to Washburn with 9.5 seconds to play in the first half. Lynch looking to inbound. Gets it for McCall. McCall with a crossover and an offensive foul on McCall as Stevens anticipated her cutting to her right, stepped in front of her, and McCall picks up her second, and Northwest gets another chance.
Stevens continues to be a pest for the opposing team. She's just everywhere on the floor.
Nelson will inbound for Northwest, just over 6 seconds to play in the half. Inbound comes to Stevens near midcourt. At the top of the key, over to the right side, lobs a pass for Matthews. Matthews takes a dribble, the ball knocked away, goes out of bounds as time expires, so the Cats will not get a shot off at the end of the first half, and the two teams go into the locker room with Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn 28-17. We'll be back with more from Lee Arena in Topeka in 90 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodsense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodsense at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa. 660-562-2600.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, at the half, 28-17. Northwest Missouri State trailing Washburn, and John, really decent start to the game. Not a bad finish to the half, but there was about a 10-minute stretch there where Northwest really got themselves in deep.
Yeah, Northwest not only really struggled hitting some shots, they were just struggling getting some shots off, period. And then Washburn, on the other hand, went on that 13-0 run and kind of opened up the lead that we see right here. And really, Northwest not in terrible shape right now. If they can come out and just slowly work things into the second half, not turn over the ball much, and just try to get some good looks. The biggest problem, I think, right now is, again, Washburn, a very good defensive team, and they really shut down the inside game for Northwest. And one of the things Northwest has been successful with is pounding the ball inside and then getting a kick out on the perimeter for a look there, and they just have not been able to get that ball inside. Washburn's just done an excellent job denying the post players, and Northwest can try to get some things going inside early in the second half. Maybe they can start getting some of the offense to go, but right now you have to hand it to the Lady Blues. They've done an excellent job defensively.
And another thing to think about, you almost have to anticipate another run out of Washburn in the second half, so Northwest has got to figure out a way to keep that from happening.
Yeah, they just really take advantage of missed shots, turnovers, and then getting down to the other end and turning those into points. Now, early in the half, Washburn committed a few early turnovers, and I think Northwest was able to take a little bit of advantage of it, but not as much as they would have liked to have. The problem now is that you look at Washburn historically here in the last several weeks, after turning the ball over quite a bit in the first half, they've really settled down in second half of games and have played relatively turnover free. So you have to anticipate that you'll see the Lady Blues in the second half take care of the basketball a little bit better. So that might be a problem Northwest will have to face here in the second half.
At the half of the women's matchup, 28-17, Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. The men's game comes up a little bit later on, and when we come back, we'll talk with Northwest men's assistant Austin Meyer. That's after this 90-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Natural Sciences is comprised of the disciplines of biology, chemistry, and geology. It includes the innovative interdisciplinary nanoscale science major. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors, with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodson, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, Vaquero Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest Missouri State and Washburn at the half of the women's matchup, 28-17, the lead for Washburn. As we mentioned, the men's game coming up in just a bit. Joining us once again is Austin Meyer, Northwest men's assistant. And Austin, three straight one-point games. Obviously, you guys did have the loss at Hayes on Wednesday night, but is that something that maybe not shouldn't be a big surprise with Dylan being out, that you guys are having to play in some close ball games like that?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, I don't think it's a real surprise. I think obviously losing his scoring, his post defense, kind of hurts us. But other guys have, like we talked about, have stepped up. But yeah, I mean, it doesn't surprise me, and especially with the kind of the parity in the league, and I guess you see it throughout all college basketball. You really never know, and it kind of seems like it's game to game, and then And so, yeah, it doesn't surprise me a whole lot.
How is his progress right now?
He's getting better. He's getting better. And he was running a little bit today and shoot around. And he's getting there. Hopefully, I don't think it'll be too much longer. Hopefully, in the next couple games, we'll see him back. We won't see him tonight. But hopefully, maybe Wednesday or Saturday, we can get him back on the floor.
And you're really hitting a pretty critical part of the season. And despite a couple of losses here recently, you haven't really lost any ground, and there's a lot of teams that there's going to be a good fight this last month.
Yeah, we never like to scoreboard watch, because the most important thing is what you're doing. But obviously we do it. We know what's going on, and yeah, it's pretty wild right now. I think there's 8 teams that are within 2 games of first place. So, you win a couple games and you're right up there with a chance to win the league, and you lose a couple games and then you're fighting even maybe get into the tournament or at least get one of the top 4 seeds. So it's a pivotal stretch for us here, and obviously your biggest one's your next one, and this would be a huge one tonight.
With just a couple of road games here in the last month of the season for you guys, a win here tonight really could be a good springboard, because obviously winning on the road's big in this conference, but with so many home games coming up, boy, it means almost more than it usually does here.
Yeah, we always say it's road games are worth 2, but this would be huge, like you said, and then to have 2 or 3 straight at home or whatever it is, would be huge. And I think it's pivotal if we can. How many we need to win out of these next few or whatever. You hate doing that, but if we get 2 out of these next 3, I feel pretty good about where we can get to. And it's just going to take a huge effort here tonight, concentration on the road, because it is tough to do when road games in this league.
Seems like Washburn this year has been somewhat similar to you guys, where it feels like they might be picking up a little bit of momentum with some wins. You see a loss, or with them they lost 2 out of 3 a little bit earlier, and it just seems like they're kind of along the same path as you guys are.
Yeah, and they've had some injuries too, but I think they're talented. They got 2 really talented guys. Will McNeil is probably one of the better players, if not the best players in our league. And they're solid. They play hard. They're tough. They've always been a good offensive rebounding team. I mean, just traditionally, they're one of those teams that they send 3 guys to the glass. They all flood the weak side, and sometimes they. And almost like they don't care, kind of like Pittsburgh State. Let's just get up there because we know we're going to go get it. So it's going to be a physical game. It's always physical when these 2 teams play. And for us, it seems like it's even more physical on the road.
And is it really the same that it's always been, that they play a lot better here than maybe even on the road?
Yeah, I think so. It's just, I think last year was the first year we'd won here in 4 or 5 years or whatever it was. So hopefully, that maybe gives us a little confidence in the back of our head to know that, we did win here last year. It's a team we beat twice regular season, but we also know what happened in the tournament last year, and hopefully there's still kind of that taste in your mouth, and hopefully that motivates us a little bit. But it's just got to be, we got to do it like every game defensively. It's got to start with that, and we got to do it right away from the start.
All right, Coach, get one tonight.
All right, thanks, Matt.
That's Austin Meyer, Northwest Missouri State men's assistant. They face Washburn a little bit later on this evening at the half of the women's game. It's 28-17, Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back to look at some first half numbers after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at maryvillemo.org.
The Department of Behavioral Sciences at Northwest Missouri State University encompasses the disciplines of psychology, sociology, and child and family studies. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu. 90% of first-year students at Northwest Missouri State University rate their experience as good or excellent, and 87% of seniors said they would choose Northwest again if they could start over their college career. The figures, which are among the findings in the 2012 National Survey of Student Engagement, represent a continuation of what Northwest students have been saying for several years. Northwest consistently outperforms its peers and national groups in student satisfaction.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, an 11-point halftime lead for the Washburn Lady Blues, scoring from the first half for Northwest. They had just 4 players put points on the board in the first half, 6 points out of Maggie Marnin. She was 3 of 6 from the field, had a couple of rebounds as well. four different players with two rebounds each. The Bearcats out-rebounded 13-10 in the first half. Not a lot of shots went up between these two teams. Just 18 taken for Northwest total. 4 points apiece for Annie Matthews along with Monique Stevens. Stevens hit a three, is one of two from the field and one of two from the free throw line as well. She had a couple of rebounds, three assists, and two steals in the first half. 3 points out of Ashley Nelson on one of two shooting outside the arc. Rounds out the scoring for Northwest Missouri State. On the other side for Washburn, their leading scorer, they spread the scoring out quite a bit, as a matter of fact. Their leading scorer does have six. Laura Kindernick, two of three from three-point range in the first half. She also had a couple of assists. 5 points apiece for Brittany Lynch and LaVonda McCall. McCall hit the only three-pointer she attempted in the first half. Lynch was one of two at the free throw line. She also led them with five first-half rebounds. 4 points out of Tierra George coming off the bench, going two of three from the field in the first half. 4 points for Dana Elliott. She was two of two at the free throw line. Both teams three of four at the line. Not a lot of free throws taken in the first half of this one. A couple of points apiece for Kaysen Buckman as well as Sierra Moeller, rounding out the scoring for the Washburn Lady Blues. Team totals, Northwest shooting 33% from the field, 6 of 18. Washburn was 11 of 22, good for 50% shooting in the first half. Northwest 2 of 7 from 3-point range and 3 of 4 at the free throw line, as I mentioned. Washburn 3 of 8 from 3-point range and 3 of 4 at the free throw line. Bearcats turned it over 15 times in the first half and Washburn 12 times in the first half. But the big key, Washburn has scored 15 points off of Northwest turnovers. The Bearcats have scored just 1 point off of Washburn turnovers. So there's a look at some of the numbers from this one. We'll take a timeout, come back and get you ready for second half action after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Halftime Report is brought to you by the Bearcat Booster Club, offering financial support for all Bearcat athletic programs. More information at 660-562-1713. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MarylandVilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at Lear Arena, just a minute or so away from the start of the second half here as we look at some scores from around the MIAA. Most of the action from today is complete. Just one other game being played tonight. Central Missouri is at Missouri Southern tonight. But other finals in women's basketball, Pittsburgh State beat Southwest Baptist 74-61. Central Oklahoma over Lindenwood 88-79. Or excuse me, over Lincoln 88-79. Northeastern State beat Truman State 46-44. Emporia State beat Lindenwood 85-54. And Fort Hays State beat University of Nebraska Kearney 87-63. On the men's side, the finals from there, Southwest Baptist beat Pittsburgh State 81-75. Central Oklahoma over Lincoln 89-80. Northeastern State beat Truman State 72-56. And the Emporia State men over Lindenwood 61-52. And again, Central Missouri and Missouri Southern being played tonight. Both teams will go back to their starting lineups to begin this second half. For Northwest, that includes Ashley Nelson, Monique Stevens, Timber Schechinger, Annie Matthews, and Maggie Marnin. On the other side for Washburn, Laura Kindernick, LaVonda McCall, Dana Elliott, Stormy Everett, and Sierra Moeller. Washburn starts the second half with the basketball, leading it 28-17 over Northwest Missouri State. Waiting for time to run out on the clock before getting started. Both teams are out there and ready to go. Now they get it reset, and the inbound comes into the backcourt for Kindernick as they work left to right here in the second half. McCall trapped right away on the far sideline, and a timeout 5 seconds into the second half for Washburn. So we'll take it with them. We're back to Lee Arena in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest's Department of Health and Human Services offers programs ranging from physical education to coaching to dietetics and parks management. Learn more today at www.nwmissouri.edu.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Well, the Bearcats catch Washburn off guard right out of the start of the second half, forcing the Lady Blues to take a timeout just 5 seconds into the second half with a trap on LaVonna McCall over on the far sideline. Washburn now will inbound. Still a 28-17 game. The inbound will come from Dana Elliott. Gets it in McCall between the circles. Out to Kinnerneck. Now over to the left side for Elliott. Elliott to Kinnerneck. Down to the right side for McCall. Northwestern has zone defense to start the second half. Kinnerneck between the circles, over to the right side, McCall, into the corner for Moeller. Moeller brings it up to McCall on the sideline. Stevens went for the steal, didn't get it. Now to the free throw line, a jumper from Stormy Everett, no good. Rebound by McCall underneath. She dribbles out on the perimeter. Top of the key, Kinnerneck, wide open three. Good for Laura Kinnerneck. So the first points of the second half, a third three-pointer of the game for Laura Kinnerneck. And the inbound comes to Stevens against some pressure from Everett, from Washburn. 31-17 the lead for Washburn. Stevens over to the left side on the wing. Backs it out. Now Spence gets it over to the left corner for Schechinger. Schechinger up top of the key, Nelson. On to the right side for Matthews. Matthews on the wing, takes a dribble, gives it up for Stevens near the sideline. She'll bring it to the top of the key, gets a screen from Marnin. Now down the left side of the lane. Spence gets it to the free throw line. Matthews' 15-footer is good. Annie Matthews with 6 points. And it's a 31-19 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. Just over a minute into the second half, McCall with it on the right side, down to Moeller on the baseline. Takes a dribble, into a double team, out to Kinnerneck, over to the right side, McCall. Back to Kinnerneck, middle of the floor, left side, Elliott. To Kinnerneck, onto the right side, McCall. Fakes on the three, drives down toward the baseline, pass along the baseline to Elliott. She's into the paint, over to Moeller, runner in the paint, no good. Rebound tipped away from McCall, it is off of her hand and out of bounds. Good effort there by Timber Schechinger to get the Bearcats the basketball. So the ball comes in to Stevens, and she'll bring it up the floor for Northwest with Laura Kinnerneck in front of her. Across the timeline she goes, gets a screen from Martin, top of the key, over to the right side. Fakes a pass up top of the key, gets it over to the right side for Nelson, taken away by McCall. 2-on-2, now a 3-on-2 for Washburn, over to the right side. Elliott down to the baseline, Kinnerneck tipped away, she'll chase it down in the corner. Brings it up middle of the floor to set the offense for Washburn, on to the left side, Elliott. Top of the key, Everett, and then away from the ball, we've got a push. This will go against Maggie Marnin. That will be the first on Marnin. It's first against the Cats in the second half as well. And the inbound will come on the baseline left. Elliott looking to trigger it in. Does so left side for Kinnerneck. Kinnerneck will bring it out between the circles. Now over to the right side, McCall. Touch pass goes in to Moeller. Moeller along the baseline goes up with the shot, no good, but draws the foul on Marnin. So two quick ones on Maggie Marnin. She's got the first two fouls of the second half for Northwest. This one sends Sierra Moeller to the free throw line to shoot two. Moeller 16 of 29 on the season at the free throw line. Gets ready for her first attempt here. And this one bounds out. Bounced three different times on the rim before falling off to the right. And a second one coming up for Moeller. And that one is on the way, and it's good. So she stays about right on pace with her season free throw average. 3 points in the ball game for Moeller, and it's a 32-19 lead for Washburn. Stevens across the timeline with it for Northwest. Over to the left side. Now looks back right. Goes to Schechinger on the wing. Schechinger to the top of the key. Gets down low for Marnin. Marnin against Elliott. Up with the shot. Off the glass. It's good. They got a mismatch down low. Took advantage. That's 8 for Marnin. Back to an 11-point game. Elliott goes on a drive. Top of the key. Stepping into a 3-point attempt. No, just a 2. Toe on the arc for Stormy Everett. But she knocks the shot down. Her first 2 points. And it's back to a 13-point Washburn lead.
Stevens with it to the top of the key. Over to the left side for Nelson. Nelson onto the right side, Marnin. Marnin inside, trying to get it to Matthews. Matthews knocked to the floor, keeps it, gets it to Marnin. The pass from her knees, and Marnin hits the shot inside. That's 10 for Maggie Marnin. 34-23, Washburn's lead. Lady Blues with the ball. Kinnernick across midcourt with the dribble. Over to the left side for McCall, near the sideline. Now back to Kinnernick. Onto the right side for Elliott. Elliott back to Kinnernick between the circles. Over to the left side, McCall. Into Everett. Out right side, Elliott. Elliott back to Everett at the free throw line. She'll bring it out top of the key. Pass to the left tip by Nelson, but Kinnernick picks it up. 7 on the shot clock. Kinnernick takes the 3. That one's off right. Schechinger with the rebound for Northwest. Chance to bring the lead into single digits. Stevens, top of the key for Schechinger. Now to Nelson. A 3-pointer on the way. Good for Ashley Nelson. Nelson with her second 3 of the ball game. And it's a 34-26 game. The lead cut to 8. Washburn with that lead in the ball. Moeller in the corner. Up to McCall. Now to the high post for Everett. Back out to McCall. Left wing. Drive to the baseline. Into a double team. Brings it into Everett. Everett with the dribble. Shot hits the bottom of the backboard. Rebound for Annie Matthews. Outlet to Stevens. Stevens across the timeline. To the left wing. Fakes a pass inside. Gets it to Nelson. Now into Marnin. Marnin with a couple of dribbles. Tried to get a pass to Matthews. Tip. Gets it out to Stevens, top of the key. Over to the right side for Matthews. Matthews guarded by McCall. Works it to Nelson. Nelson bobbled it, but tries to go out top of the key. It's tipped by Everett. Goes into the backcourt, chasing it along with Schechinger. Schechinger dives at the ball, and wisely, since she didn't get to it, fouls Stormy Everett. Otherwise, it would have been a wide-open layup for Everett. But it is the third foul on Timber Schechinger, also the third team foul against Northwest. Kaysen Buckman checks into the lineup along with Tierra George and Brittany Lynch for Washburn. The Lady Blues inbounding on the near sideline with 15:35 to play. It's an 8-point lead for the Lady Blues. McCall over to the right side, Kinnernick down to the baseline. George tried to go out top of the key, just did get it to McCall. Bounce pass underneath. George, quick shot off the glass. Good for Tierra George. 6 for George, and it's a 10-point game. Washburn with the lead, Northwest with the ball. Stevens between the circles. Over to the left side for Nelson. Top of the key, Schechinger. Back onto the left. Nelson puts up a 3 over McCall. It's short. Rebound for Buckman inside. Long pass down court. Stevens knocks it away. McCall knocks it toward the sideline. It goes out of bounds, and it will belong to Northwest. Ashley Thayer into the lineup for Northwest as Schechinger goes to the sideline with 3 fouls. 15:01 to play. 36-26 the lead for Washburn. Ashley Nelson with the inbound. Gets it out near midcourt. Stevens on to the left side for Nelson. Nelson will bring it out toward the top of the key. Crosses over. Wanting to go to Matthews. Can't get it to her. Now it goes to Stevens and a hold away from the ball as Matthews tried to get position. LaVonda McCall picks up her third foul. First against Washburn in this second half.
Northwest very fortunate that time, too, because there was a turnover out on the perimeter about that same time, so Northwest getting a bit of a break out of that call.
14:49 to play, comes to a timeout, 36-26. Washburn with the lead over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest alumni. RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. The Northwest Missouri State football program added 34 players to their roster during this year's National Letter of Intent Signing Day. 21 of the players come from the state of Missouri, 5 from Iowa, 3 each from Nebraska and Illinois, and 2 from Kansas. This is the second signing class for head coach Adam Durrell, who describes it as one of the most complete that he's seen. The class includes 2 Maryville Spoofhounds, quarterback Jonathan Baker, and defensive lineman Caleb Mather. The Bearcats are coming off a 10-3 season last year, advancing to the NCAA Division II playoffs for the 9th straight season, the longest current streak in Division II.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 36-26. Washburn with the lead over the Northwest Missouri State women, 14:49 to play, but the Bearcats battling here in the second half. Stevens will inbound for Northwest. Underneath their own bucket. Gets it into Marnin on the left side. Hands it over to Nelson on the wing. Nelson to the top of the key for Thayer. Thayer to Nelson. open. Thought about a shot. Instead tries to go to Stevens. Pass through her hands. She tries to catch up to it before midcourt, but stumbles and falls into the backcourt, and that will give it back to Washburn. 36-26 to lead for the Lady Blues. Cats briefly had it down to an 8-point lead for Washburn. On to the left side, Kinnernick swings it over to the right for Buckman. Buckman's pass tipped by Thayer, but picked up by Elliott. Now underneath to George, and Marnin gets the steal for Northwest. Chance to bring that lead back to 8, or maybe even 7. On the right side, Stevens, top of the key for Marnin. Marnin holding on to it, works it over to the right side for Thayer on the wing. Thayer to the left for Matthews, just outside the paint at the elbow. She'll dribble it to the top of the key, give it up for Thayer. Washburn doing a good job of pressuring away from the ball. Now into the corner for Stevens. 6 on the shot clock. She brings it up to the wing. Lobs it down low for Marnin. Marnin takes a dribble. Shot hits the rim, but it's no good. The rebound for Dana Elliott, who knocks Marnin to the floor. No call, and Elliott gets it out to Kinnernick. Over to the left side, Buckman. Down to the baseline for Lynch. Lynch will skip it out to Kinnernick between the circles. On to the left side for Buckman. Underneath to George, turnaround shot over Marnin, no good. Rebound Elliott or Lynch, her follow no. George gets another chance, can't get it to go, but tips it out to the free throw line for Elliott. Washburn resets with 13 and a half minutes to play. Lynch at the top of the key. Gives it out near midcourt for Kinderneck. To the right side, Buckman. Buckman dribbles over to the right, now to the left for Kinnernick with the lob pass. Out near the sideline, gets a screen from George, can't do anything with it. Skips it across right, Buckman. 8 on the shot clock to the baseline, Elliott with a 15-footer, and it's good for Dana Elliott. That's 6 for Elliott, and it's a 38-26 lead for Washburn. Stevens with it between the circles. Gets it out to the top of the key, Matthews over to Stevens on the left wing. Stevens drives, gets it inside for Marnin, out to the right side for Thayer. Top of the key, Matthews. Left side, Nelson. And now we've got a whistle and a 3-second call against Northwest. The second time that has happened against the Cats in this game. And that will give it back to Washburn with Alexis Bay and Merity Scott back into the lineup for Northwest. In the backcourt, Alyssa Nickel into the lineup, a 5'8 sophomore out of Goddard, Kansas, seeing her first action of the night. Buckman on the right side over to Kinderdick, knocked away by Matthews, but it goes right to Ron McHenry on the sideline. So Washburn will inbound it. Don't think anybody wants to go over there and inbound because Coach McHenry is not happy.
No, he's not afraid to display his emotions, that's for sure.
Out near midcourt, Nickel with it, onto the right side for Buckman. Free throw line, Lynch, back to Nickel. Over to the left side, Kinnernick. Nickel, top of the key, fakes the three. Pass to the right for Buckman. 4 on the shot clock to Nickel. She has to put up a three up top. It's off the front of the rim. Long rebound to Nelson. Northwest will bring it the other way. In transition, Nelson gets it ahead for Scott on the right wing. Inside to Bay. Bay double-teamed, has it knocked away, but a foul on Tierra George will be her second. It's also the second team foul against Washburn, and Northwest will inbound baseline left. 12-14 to go. Bearcats down by 12. Thayer looking to inbound. Gets it out top of the key for Nelson. Nelson one dribble inside to Matthews. Matthews double teamed up to Bay. Bay wanted to go back to Matthews. Can't get it in there, so she holds on to it near the top of the key. Puts it on the floor to avoid the five call. Drives with it. Shot blocked away from behind by George, who then throws it off of her legs. It goes out of bounds, and Washburn will have it.
All right, tough play defensively. George doing a good job getting the block, and then as she's on the baseline, just throwing it at the feet of Bay, where Bay had no opportunity to catch it, and just goes off of Alexis out of bounds.
Nickel in the center circle, over to the right side for Buckman, to Lynch, underneath to George, reverse layup, good for Tierra George. It's 8 for George, 40-26, the lead for the Lady Blues. They are out near the center circle for Northwest Missouri State, 11:35 to go. Matthews at the high post. He squares, gets it to Bay, who has it knocked away from behind, but Tierra George called for a foul. That'll be her third, team's third, and another inbound for Northwest.
Nice to see Northwest come down and score off this inbound. Right now, Washburn in starting one of their runs, a 6-0 run right now, and it was a 13-0 run that got them the lead back in the first half.
Inbound to Merity Scott, right wing three, off the front of the rim, won't go. Kinnernick with the rebound for Washburn. Up the right side of the floor she goes, to the wing. Now into the paint to George. Shot knocked away from behind, but Alexis Bay will be called for a foul. That'll be the first on Bay, fourth team foul, and Sierra George to the free throw line to shoot two. 56% free throw shooter. That's one thing you don't see a lot of good free throw shooters out of this Washburn team. A lot of them hovering around the 50 to 60% range. One of the officials had a quick word with Alexis Bay. I think he can read the frustration on her face. And the first free throw by George, no good.
Not real surprised George struggles a little bit from the free throw line, but you look at some of the players that they have out on the perimeter that can knock down some big shots, you expect them to be a little bit better at the line.
And a timeout Northwest, 40 to 26, the lead for Washburn, 11:19 to go. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Tierra George will go back to the free throw line for her second attempt. George now 14 of 26 at the free throw line this season. And make it 14 of 27 as she misses the second one as well. Alexis Bay with the rebound for Northwest. Gets it out to Thayer. Calls out the offense as she gets into the center circle. Over to the right wing for Matthews. Into the corner, Scott. Brings it up to the wing, top of the key for Thayer. Into the high post for Matthews. Gets it over to Bay. Top of the key, Bay with a couple of dribbles to the free throw line. Now picks it up over to the left side, Nelson near the corner. Started by Kindernick. Brings it up to the wing, to the free throw line. Now over to the right side of the lane, gets it to Bay, cutting to the basket. Shot no good for Bay. The rebound tipped into the corner. Kindernick chasing after it. She steps on the sideline as she tries to throw it off of a couple of Northwest players. So the Bearcats will inbound on the far side. Both Bay and Thayer hustling after the loose ball as well. Sierra Moeller checking back in for Washburn, along with Dana Elliott. 40 to 26, the lead for the Lady Blues, 10:44 to play. Nelson gets it into Bay, top of the key Matthews, over to the left side Thayer. Thayer with it on the wing, brings it out top of the key, gives it for Meredith Scott. Scott holding on to it, now we'll put it on the floor once, over to Nelson, left of the key beyond the arc. Over to the right side, on the perimeter for Bay. Bay will work at left side. Matthews, shot fake, couple of dribbles, spin move, shot on the left side. Good for Annie Matthews. That's eight for Matthews, 40 to 28, the Washburn lead. Kindernick brings it up the floor with 10:15 to play. Over to the right side for Elliott. Now to Kindernick, on to the left side, Buckman. Goes to Kindernick, top of the key, a long three, rattles out, rebound, Buckman, follow off the glass. Good for Kaysen Buckman. And she draws a foul, so she's going to get to go to the free throw line with a chance at a three-point play. And for Northwest, waiting to see who the foul call is on. It's Meredith Scott picking up her second. It's the fifth against Northwest in the second half, and Buckman to the line to shoot one. She's a 62% free throw shooter, and her free throw is good. 5 points for Kaysen Buckman, 43-28, lead for Washburn. They are across the timeline with it. 43-28 lead for the Lady Blues. Over to the right side, Thayer on the wing. Looks underneath for Bay, gets it to her. Bay up with a shot that's knocked away, but Sierra Moeller will be called for her second foul. Team's fourth and Bay to the free throw line to shoot two. And it brings us to a timeout. 9:51 to play, 43-28, the lead for Washburn over Northwest Missouri State. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by Mr. Goodson's in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Mr. Goodson's at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, 9:51 to play, 43-28, the lead for Washburn over the Northwest Missouri State women. The men's game will come up just a little bit later on this evening, a short time after this one is complete. The Bearcats will return home next week, play the same schedule they did this week, but both games will be at home with Fort Hays State next Wednesday night and Washburn a week from tonight, both at Bearcat Arena.
Kind of like an NBA turnaround schedule here. A
couple of free throws for Alexis Bay. When I say next Saturday night, it'll be an afternoon matchup next Saturday as the first free throw for Bay is off the back of the rim.
Got to take advantage of these opportunities when you get them.
It's 43-28 lead for Washburn, 9:51 to play. Second free throw for Bay is good. So she got one of the two to go. First point of the ball game for Alexis Bay. Full court pressure from Northwest as Kinnernick takes the inbound. And we'll bring it over to the right side. Now middle of the floor. On to the left for Elliott. Back to Kinnernick. Right side, Buckman. Kinnernick, middle of the floor to the free throw line. A drive, a pass by Stormy Everett. Knocked away. And Thayer will pick it up. Over to the right side. And Everett trying to get the ball back. Knocks Thayer to the floor. And Stormy Everett picks up her third foul. Fifth team foul. Northwest will inbound on the far sideline. Labonna McCall takes the place of Kaysen Buckman for Washburn. Inbound out near midcourt for Ashley Thayer. Thayer to the left side on the wing for Nelson. Nelson to Bay at the top of the key. Bay holds on to it there. Works it over to the right side for Thayer. Thayer to Nelson, cutting in, try to bounce pass into Matthews, knocked out to Thayer, who gets it into Matthews, just out of the reach of Stormy Everett, and the basket good by Matthews, she's got 10. It's a 12-point lead for Washburn. Kinnernick onto the right side for Elliott, now to Kinnernick, over to the right side for McCall. Kinnernick to the free throw line, Everett, one dribble, out to McCall, right wing. Drive to the baseline, back to Everett. On the drive left side, shot no good, but a foul on Alexis Bay will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. It's the second on Bay, and Everett to the free throw line for the first time tonight. She'll become the sixth Washburn player to step to the free throw line, and a first one is good. 3 points for the senior out of Aurora, Colorado, all coming since halftime. 8:53 to play, 44-31. The lead for Washburn, and she hits both free throws. 45-31, the lead for the Lady Blues. They are across the timeline with it. Picked up between the circles by Elliott. Over to the left side for Bay on the wing. Just inside the arc, top of the key there. Three-pointer on the way. Off right, rebound, Kinnernick. She'll lead the break for Washburn. Gets it in the lane for McCall. It's off of her fingertips. She tries to save it in bounds. It goes right to Annie Matthews. Out to Thayer on the left side. McCall will pick her up as they cross the timeline. She brings it middle of the floor. Spins. Will go on a drive. Bounce pass over to Bay. She can't handle the low pass. It goes out of bounds underneath, but it is off of Sierra Moeller. So Northwest catches a bit of a break, and we'll get an inbound on their own baseline.
A couple of stats that really kind of are telling in this game for the Lady Blues. They scored 18 points off of turnovers compared to just 3 for Northwest, and second chance points 12-2. So Northwest kind of giving up too many opportunities for the Lady Blues off of missed shots.
Inside it goes to Matthews. Matthews spins through a double team. The shot up and good for Annie Matthews. That's 12 for Matthews, 45-33. Washburn with the lead in the ball. 8 minutes to go. McCall over to the left side for Elliott. Out to McCall. Now onto the left side, Elliott. To the high post for Everett. Over to the right, Kinnernick. Wide open. The three on the way. Off the front of the rim. Rebound fought for inside. Elliott comes away with it. Fighting it away from Maggie Marnin. Gets it out to McCall. Now over to the right for Kinnernick. To Everett at the free throw line. 15-foot shot off the back of the rim. And then on the rebound, Moeller shoving Merritt E. Scott out of the way. Gets called for her third foul. Sixth team foul, so Northwest will have the ball with 7:40 to go.
Another stat, too, Northwest not getting that much production off the bench scoring-wise anymore. Only 1 point for the Bearcats off the bench, while the Lady Blues have 18 bench points.
Timber Schechinger and Maggie Marnin back into the lineup for Northwest. Monique Stevens brings it up the floor for the Cats. It's a 12-point lead for Washburn. Stevens on the right side, picks up the dribble, gets it to Schechinger near the sideline. Schechinger to the top of the key with the dribble. Down the left side of the lane, picks it up, gets it out to Stevens on the wing. Sets a screen for Stevens. Looks to bounce it inside, does to Matthews. Matthews with a dribble, tried to get a pass to Martin, and it's knocked right back at her. A held ball call and a possession error. We'll give it to Northwest Missouri State. 7:14 to go. The Cats inbound on the baseline right with 4 seconds on the shot clock. Stevens trying to inbound. Schechinger knocked to the floor as she tries to come around a screen. LaVonna McCall will be called for the foul, and that'll be the fourth on McCall.
Washburn, a very physical team out there. We've seen several Bearcats fall to the floor in this one.
No, it's interesting what the situation brings. There's 7:14 to play, and where Northwest is at, it doesn't feel like that's a lot of time, whereas if Northwest was in the lead right now, it'd feel like that was a ton of time.
Well, they got to take advantage of getting to the free throw line when they do.
Schechinger misses the front end of the 1-1, and Washburn out of there with the rebound. McCall between the circles. Goes to the left side for Elliott. Back to McCall. Touch pass into Lynch. Right side, Kinnernick. McCall, top of the key. Back to Lynch at the free throw line. Over to the left side, Elliott. Thought about a three. Skips it across. Kinnernick won't think. She takes the three, and it's good. Laura Kinnernick with her fourth three of the game, her 60th on the season, and it's a 48-33 lead for Washburn. 6:41 to go. Right side, Scott. Top of the key for Marnin. Marnin given some space by Tierra George, holding on to it. Now over to the right side for Scott on the wing. Skips it over to the left side at the elbow for Matthews. One dribble for her. On to the right, Stevens. Shot fake, and now 3 seconds in the lane, called against Northwest for a third time tonight. And that will give it back to Washburn.
You go several games at a time without getting that call, and already three this evening.
A 15-point Washburn lead with 6:27 to play. Kaysen Buckman checks back in for Washburn. Lady Blues wearing pink uniforms tonight on their pink out night. Northwest in their black uniforms tonight. Right side, a three from Dana Elliott is good. Elliott hits just her fifth three-pointer of the season. 9 points for her tonight. More than double her season average, and it's a 51-33 lead for Washburn. Schechinger on the right side at the top of the key for Marnin. Marnin down low, Matthews. Matthews dribbling through the lane. Double team. Tried to get it back to Marnin. It's knocked loose. Buckman up with it. Knocked away by Schechinger. Goes out of bounds, and it'll belong to Northwest. So good effort there by Timber Schechinger. Keep possession for the Bearcats. They've got 12 seconds on the shot clock. 5:52 to play in the game. Inbound, lobbed into Matthews on the right block. She's triple team. Wants to get rid of it. Does to Stevens' right side. Goes on the drive, into the lane, left corner, Schechinger, 5 on the clock to Marnin, back to Schechinger, she bobbles it, picked up by George. Over to the left side, and it's taken away, Stevens with the steal, lobs it ahead for Marnin, Marnin stops, goes up with a shot, got it to go. Maggie Marnin with 12, and it's a 51-35 game, Washburn with the lead of the ball, 5.5 minutes to play. Kinnernick, head to Buckman, now back out to Kinnernick, right side, Elliott. Down to the baseline, George, touch pass into Lynch, tipped by Marnin, chased down by Buckman. Out of the free throw line for Lynch. Underneath George, wide open. Easy shot off the glass for Tierra George. 10 for George, 53-35. Washburn's lead. 5:05 to go, top of the key. Stevens gets it inside for Matthews. Double team to Marnin cutting down the lane. Hits the shot and draws the foul. Maggie Marnin will have a 3-point play opportunity for Northwest. It'll come after a timeout. The foul is on Kaysen Buckman. That's her second. We're back to Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, where Washburn leads Northwest Missouri State 53-37. 4:59 to go. We're back in a minute. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City. Today's game is underwritten by Shelter Insurance, providing auto, home, life, and business insurance, 24-hour claims assistance, and insurance protection reviews. More information from Shelter Insurance agents Dave Weigel of Maryville, Craig Thompson of Albany, and Jonathan Miller of Mound City.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in northwest Missouri and southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600. Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, 53-37. Washburn with the lead over Northwest. And although Washburn didn't have as big a run as they did in the first half, they've just kind of slowly been making the lead a little bit bigger here in the second half.
That they have, and a couple things that hurt. Back-to-back threes by the Lady Blues hurt as well. They're 6 of 15 on threes. Had a couple big ones here in the last couple minutes that extended their lead. Just Northwest still was in range, and 4:59 left, still an opportunity, but boy, those couple trips down hitting threes hurt Northwest.
Out of the timeout, Marnin hits the free throw to convert a three-point play the old-fashioned way. 15 points for Marnin now, and it's a 53-38 game. Washburn with the lead in the ball. In transition, over to Buckman right side, up with the runner off the glass. It's good for Cason Buckman. Seven for Buckman, five of those coming after halftime. One better than her season average of six. 55-38 the lead for Washburn. Stevens on the left wing with it. Up top of the key for Marnin. Marnin with one dribble. Over to the left side on the wing for Stevens. Inside to Matthews. Matthews doesn't have a dribble. Gets it to the free throw line. Marnin with a 15-footer, and it's good for Maggie Marnin. 17 for Marnin. 11 of those have come in the second half. 55-40 Washburn again in transition. Elliott over to George, and George has been wide open underneath tonight on several occasions. She's got 12 points. It's a 17-point lead for Washburn, 4:05 to play. Stevens onto the right side, brings it top of the key for Marnin. Marnin over to the right for Nelson. Nelson brings it back up top. Now looks underneath, wanted to go to Marnin, and it's taken away. George with the steal. Gets it over to Kindernick, ahead to Lynch, running the lane, the layup no good. Rebound tipped by Buckman, who will be called for a foul, going over the back of Timber Schechinger. It's the third on Buckman, 19 foul against Washburn, so a 1-1 opportunity for Timber Schechinger. Back into the game for Washburn comes LaVonna McCall, along with Sierra Moeller. Stormy Everett will check in as well. So Schechinger steps to the line. She's 0 for 1 from there tonight. She's just under 80% from the free throw line. Run into the 1-1 here off the back of the rim, but a lane violation by Sierra Moeller will give Schechinger another opportunity. So another opportunity at the front end of the 1-1 for Timber Schechinger. And that opportunity is up and good. So she takes advantage and will get a second free throw.
Northwest hasn't had many opportunities at the line. That's just the ninth time they've been there. Now 6 of 9 overall.
Second free throw for Schechinger. No good. Rebound for Stormy Everett for Washburn. It's a 16-point lead for the Lady Blues. 3:40 to go. Kindernick works it over to the right side. McCall. Down to Moeller on the baseline. 17-footer is off the right side of the rim. Rebound on the backside for Everett. Hits it out to Elliott and a timeout for Washburn with 3:32 to play. 57-41 the lead for the Lady Blues. We're back in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest is home to one of only two laboratory elementary schools that allow students to gain hands-on experience right on campus. The Department of Professional Education offers majors, minors, masters, a doctorate, and certificates in many disciplines within education. Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, a 16-point lead for the Washburn Lady Blues over Northwest Missouri State. 3:32 to play as the inbound comes in the backcourt for Laura Kindernick. She'll work it over to the left side for Elliott. A quick trap and a held ball as Annie Matthews was able to reach in and gets the held ball. Washburn will keep possession. And Elliott will step out to inbound right next to her bench. Out to Kindernick near midcourt.
Kinnernick works it between the circles right for McCall. McCall dribbles with it, middle of the floor. Now to Kinnernick on the right wing. Down to the baseline, Moeller, shot fake, a dribble, double team, out to Kinnernick. Hooks a pass up to the free throw line, McCall. Now over to Kinnernick, right side, seven on the shot clock. She dribbles with it on the wing, skips it across to McCall, left side, through her hand. She picks it up on the sideline, has to force the shot, hit the front of the rim, but Schechinger there for the rebound. Gets it out to Stevens on the right side, 3 minutes to play. To the top of the key, down the left side of the lane, spins with it, gives it up for Marnin. Marnin has it taken away. Moeller gets the steal, gives it up for Kinnernick. Look down court. Now one hands the pass to Elliott on the left wing. Back to Kinnernick. Over to Elliott, left side. Now to Kinnernick near the center circle as Washburn looks to work the clock here with 2:38 to go. Top of the key for Everett. Right side Kinnernick to McCall on the wing. Fires a pass underneath to Kinnernick. Reverse layup is good for Laura Kinnernick. It's her first points inside the arc tonight. She's got 14, 59-41, the lead for Washburn. Top of the key for Matthews, down low to Schechinger, and Schechinger hits the shot and draws the foul. So she'll get a chance at a three-point play at the free throw line for Northwest. 2:18 to go. Sierra Moeller gets called for her fourth for the Lady Blues. Laura McMullen checks into the lineup, along with Bianca Fennessy, who sees her first action of the night. And one opportunity for Schechinger. The free throw is good. So 4 points now for Timber Schechinger. And it's a 59-48 game. Washburn with the lead. Ashley Nelson and Denise McEnany back on the floor for the Cats as the inbound to Kinnernick. It's a long pass ahead for Elliott. Elliott on the right wing with 2:11 to go. Out near midcourt for Kinnernick. Near the center circle, onto the left side, McCall. Bounce pass inside, a hook shot on the way, and the air ball by Fennessy. Rebound on the backside for Northwest. Across midcourt comes Stevens to the high post for Marnin. Tried to give it back to Stevens. She falls to the floor, and a timeout Northwest. 1:52 to go, 59-44, the lead for Washburn. We're back to Lee Arena after this 30-second timeout. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Today's game is underwritten by National Investors and Northwest alumni R. Joe Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle, and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, Northwest will have the basketball coming out of the timeout, down 59-44, 1:52 to play. Marnin between the circles, the right side for Matthews, onto the wing for Stevens. Top of the key, McEnany, a three-pointer on the way, and it's good for Denise McEnany. Just her third three of the season. First points tonight, and the inbound of the backcourt for Nickel. Gets it ahead to McCall, across the timeline, over to the right wing, down to the baseline, all the way to the bucket. Shot no good, but a foul on Maggie Marnin. We'll send her to the free throw line to shoot two. So we pause 10 seconds for station identification. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network. McCall will get two chances at the free throw line for Washburn. And her first of two is good. And back in for Washburn, Jordan Baldwin, I should say, in for the first time. And also onto the floor, Jordan Kramer, a couple of freshmen for Washburn. Kramer will come in for the shooter, McCall, as Coach McHenry clears his bench late in this game. 1:33 to play. McCall's second free throw is good. 7 points for LaVonda McCall. 61-47, the lead for the Washburn Lady Blues. McEnany gives it up for Stevens in the backcourt. She's across the timeline to the right side, crosses over to the left on the wing, leaves it for Nelson. A long three from Ashley Nelson, nothing but net. Third three of the game for Nelson. All of her points have come from outside the arc. Nickel takes the inbound, and as she throws the pass, draws the foul. This one will be called on McEnany. That'll be her first. Team's eighth. So it'll be a 1-1 opportunity for Washburn with 1:16 to play and an 11-point game. Alyssa Nickel will step to the free throw line for the 1-1 for Washburn. Nickel is 7 of 7 at the line this season, and her first miss right there. Rebound Marnin. Gets it out to McEnany, ahead to the right corner. Stevens inside to Matthews. Matthews through the lane, over to McEnany in the corner. She drives, kicks it out, top of the key for Nelson. Nelson gets the screen, steps back, one of the three, can't, to Marnin at the free throw line, out to the right side, McEnany for Stevens. Nelson on the left side. This time she'll drive with it, goes up with a runner, knocked away, but a foul on Laura McMullen will send her to the free throw line to shoot two. 55 seconds to play, an 11-point lead for Washburn. Nelson to the line for two, her first trip to the free throw line. She's shooting 70% on the season. And a first free throw, no good. Northwest is a team shooting 50% from the field, but down by 11. And that just sounds like what happens against Washburn.
Yeah, Washburn just a very methodical team. The offensively, probably not as explosive as I've seen out of some teams in the past, but they've hit the shots when they needed to and made some defensive stops that are key in this one.
Second free throw, no good for Nelson. She missed them both. Long rebound chased down by Nickel, who draws a foul and will go to the free throw line at the other end. Nelson, the one to commit the foul, that's the first on her. It's a 19 foul, so 1-1 for Nickel, and then Washburn will be in the double bonus with 53 seconds to play. Nickel eyes the bucket, front end of the 1-1 is good. So she'll get a second opportunity. First point of the ball game for the sophomore out of Goddard, Kansas. And the second one by Nickel is also good. She gets her first 2 points, 63-50 to lead for Washburn. Stevens between the circles, over to the left side on the wing. Spins, gets it to Schechinger on the right wing. Schechinger wants to go into Marnin, can't, to McEnany. Back over to Schechinger, a three-pointer on the way from the right side, high off the glass. It's good for Schechinger. 7 points for her, and it's a 63-53 game, 36 seconds to play. And now Schechinger commits the foul as Jordan Baldwin tried to dribble up the left side, so Baldwin will go to the free throw line. That's four on Schechinger. And two opportunities for the freshman out of Ottawa, Kansas, Jordan Baldwin. First one for Baldwin off the back of the rim. That's her first miss this season, now 3 of 4. Sammy McHenry on the floor, the 5'8 senior. Daughter of Ron McHenry, seeing her first action tonight. And the second free throw is good. So Baldwin hit one of the two. And it's a 64-53 game. Washburn with the lead. Northwest with it. A half a minute to play. Nelson at the top of the key. Onto the right for Schechinger. A three-pointer on the way off the back of the rim. Rebound tipped by McEnany in the paint. Stevens trying to chase it down. Tries to back off of it, but it goes off of her and out of bounds on the baseline. So Washburn will have it. Inbound against full court pressure with 22 seconds to play. In the inbound, Stevens able to reach in and get a hell of a ball. Jordan Baldwin was the one who took the inbound pass, and the possession arrow will give it to Northwest with 21 seconds to play. Nelson will inbound on the near side, gets it to Marnin on the wing, out to Schechinger right side. Gets it up for Stevens. Stevens dribbles it up to the wing. Gets a pick from Marnin. Over to the left for McEnany. Into the corner. Schechinger tried to go underneath. And the pass taken away. Saved inbounds underneath by Mullen. And then at the free throw line, we've got to believe another held ball here. And that is the case. That possession arrow will give it to Washburn with 6.8 seconds to play. So Washburn going to move to 11-1. In MIAA play, well, the Northwest women will be falling to 5-8. Inbound on the left side, and Jordan Kramer will just dribble the timeout. As time runs out, your final score, 64-53. Washburn with the win over Northwest Missouri State. We owe you a timeout before we go to our post game. We'll be back to Lee Arena in 30 seconds. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Northwest Missouri State basketball is underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by Carson Sports Grill, Mr. Goodsense, Subs and Pasta, Maryville Glass and Lock, National Investors, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services, Shelter Insurance, and the Northwest Alumni Association. And by Nottoway Valley Bank, Compass Dental Group, Nottoway County Economic Development, McCarroll Herzog, REMAX Realtors of Liberty, Missouri, and the Bearcat Booster Club. Northwest Missouri State Basketball is a production of KXCV Radio.
The Northwest women lose their third straight and their fifth out of the last six ball games. Fall to 11-10 on the season, 5-8 in the MIAA. Washburn moves to 17-3 and 11-1 in conference play. And again, they came in as the ninth-ranked team in the nation. Our final score, 64-53. Washburn with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We're back with more from Lee Arena after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, REMAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777.
Northwest award-winning Department of Agricultural Sciences offers hands-on experience for students at the University Farm, Orchard, Test Plots, and Horticulture Complex. Learn more at www.nwmissouri.edu.
This Bearcat broadcast is brought to you in part by the Northwest Alumni Association. Contributions to the Alumni Association support the Northwest Foundation and its educational opportunities for students. For more information, call 562-1248.
Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
Bearcat Radio Network broadcasts are supported by the Compass Dental Group, Dr. Bruce Twaddle and Dr. Brian Viertaler at 231 East Summit Drive in Maryville. More information available at CompassDentalGroup.com.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Nottoway County Economic Development, whose services encourage people to live, work, and do business in Nottoway County, providing regional employment, health care, and educational opportunity. Nottoway County Economic Development, with more information at MaryvilleMo.org.
Support for this Bearcat sports broadcast comes from Carson Sports Grill, located at 310 North Main, offering lunch and dinner meals for dine-in or carry-out. Carson's, featuring a selection of sandwiches, appetizers, and more. For more information, call 582-2699.
All out, all game, all season. Bearcat basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.
Back in Topeka, Kansas, 64-53 the final. Washburn with the win over the Northwest Missouri State women. And John, we talked about a lot of different numbers in this ball game tonight, but you just looked at the first half scoring for Northwest, 17 points in a half. It's going to make it tough to win against any team, but especially against Washburn.
Washburn plays very good defense, and Northwest second able to do a little bit better job against the Lady Blues, but they're as tough a defensive team as you'll see in the MIAA this season, and that's where a lot of their success has been. They've been very consistent on defense, offensively, probably not quite the firepower they've had in past years, but just good enough, and they're doing a lot of it on defense, and again, they shut down Northwest, forced a lot of turnovers out of that first half. I think 14 turnovers out of the Bearcats in the first half, and Washburn took advantage of those.
64-53 our final. Washburn with a win over the Northwest Missouri State women. We'll be back with the extra effort award right after this. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
It's time for this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski. This week, Dr. Jasinski talks to John Coffey about Athletic Director Wren Baker's announcement of his resignation to take a position with the University of Memphis.
We're so very proud of Wren Baker. You know, when he came here, there was a lot going on, John, as you may remember. He officially started in February, but he and I started our work together in December of 2010. And, you know, in his time here, John, he's elevated a number of areas across Northwest, whether it be academic compliance and certainly internal operations, but you go beyond there to some external operations and revenue enhancing generation and really relationships throughout the Bearcat Nation family. And we're very thankful to Wren for all that he's done at Northwest. But you know, bottom line is that he's being tapped for an excellent number two position at the University of Memphis, and it just illustrates his skill set and what he'll be able to bring to the table. At the same time, we're very thankful for Laurie Hopkins, who will be serving as our interim athletic director as we move ahead in our search for our next successor. The timeline will be fairly rapid. You hate to over-promise and under-deliver, so I'll say let's under-promise and over-deliver. And when I say fairly rapid, I think that already generating some interest out there. And we'll be posting here in the very near future and then get a list of candidates, call those down, and bring an excellent AD to our athletic staff and move forward.
That was this week's All That Jazz conversation with the president of Northwest Missouri State University, Dr. John Jasinski, talking about athletic director Wren Baker's resignation.
The Extra Effort Award is underwritten by Mr. Good Sense Subs and Pasta, located at 121 South Main in Maryville.
Back at Lee Arena in Topeka, Kansas, where the Washburn Lady Blues beat Northwest Missouri State tonight 64-53. It is time for our Extra Effort Award, and John looking at Annie Matthews tonight.
Annie did a good job inside against a team that made it really tough on the post players for Northwest. She was 5-7 from the field, knocked down a couple free throws and had the two chances she had, pulled down to 4 rebounds, a total of 12 points, but she also had 5 assists and a couple of steals in the game while playing 37 minutes. So Annie Matthews on the floor, a lot of the ball game, and contributed against a very tough team out of Washburn, made it very tough on her inside.
One of the players that benefited from a few of those assists was Maggie Marnin. She ends up leading Northwest in scoring with 17 points tonight. On the other side for Washburn, they really spread out the scoring. They got everybody that was in uniform into the ballgame tonight, but 14 points out of Laura Kinderdick led the way. She was 4 of 8 from three-point range, 12 points off the bench for Tierra George. She was 6 of 9 from the field for Washburn. Also 7 rebounds for Brittany Lynch, leading the Lady Blues in rebounding tonight. But again, 64-53 the final as the Northwest Missouri State women fall to 5-8 in the MIAA. Washburn moves to 11-1. The two men's teams out getting ready for their matchup. We do the same when we come back. You're listening to the Bearcat Radio Network.
The Extra Effort Award is brought to you by Mr. Good Sense in Maryville, serving sub sandwiches, hot pastas, salads, soups, and sides. Delivery service is also provided. Located at 121 South Main in Maryville, 582-2368. Today's game on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Nottoway Valley Bank, serving Northwest Missouri since 1868. Services include online banking and e-bill pay at nvb.com. Locations in Maryville, Savannah, St. Joseph, and Mound City.
Support for today's Bearcat broadcast comes from Maryville Glass and Lock, offering 24-hour emergency service, locksmithing, auto glass, rock chip repair, storefronts, and entrances. Located at 5th and Buchanan, 582-3131, or at MaryvilleGlassandLock.com.
Today's game is being underwritten on the Bearcat Radio Network by National Investors and Northwest Alumni, RGO Smith and Greg Wilson. Services include asset protection and retirement planning, estate organization, and insurance options. National Investors with a national office in Redfield, Iowa.
The Department of Communication and Mass Media at Northwest includes studies in public relations, advertising, broadcasting, journalism, and interactive digital media. The department offers hands-on experience through on-campus radio stations, a TV station, and student publications.
Support for the Bearcat Radio Network comes from Vaquero & Herzog, RE/MAX First Choice Real Estate of Liberty, Missouri, specializing in residential and commercial property in North Kansas City. More information available at 816-806-7777. Today's broadcast is brought to you by St. Francis Hospital and Health Services in Maryville. Founded in 1894, St. Francis Hospital and Health Services provides health care for residents in Northwest Missouri and Southwest Iowa, 660-562-2600.
Northwest Missouri State Bearcat Sports on the Bearcat Radio Network is brought to you in part by the Bearcat Booster Club, assisting the athletic department in funding improvements and providing equipment for the various teams. The Bearcat Booster Club, 562-1713.
It's pretty simple. All out. All game, all season. You're listening to Northwest Missouri State Basketball on the Bearcat Radio Network.